Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
With that, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, I'm Chris Longstaff from MindTech Global.
Okay, and what do you guys do?
So we create tools for AI, and the tool is basically to create synthetic data for training neural networks.
Ooh. Okay. So this morning, we were having a conversation before the show started.
Okay.
About what the trends were going to be. We talked about AI, and I said the third wave of AI was the AI being able to create its own training data.
Yeah. So today, there's data's a huge issue because you can't just go out there and film everybody. You know, there's issues around privacy for that.
Sure.
Yep. You have huge issues around getting the data that you want. So, you know, the example I was talking about earlier with someone was, if I want to, say, do a drone defense system so that, you know, we had a big problem in the UK, Gatwick Airport, drones flying around.
Yep.
So I have a camera mounted there. I want to identify a drone. If I want to film the footage for that, they're not going to let me just go and fly my drone around and say, hey, I'm just going to film this. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
So we need to create that data.
I'm the good drone. Don't worry.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, there is that element of, well, honestly, I won't hit the aircraft. I'll fly it really carefully. But it's still not going to happen.
Sure. So there's all kinds of scenarios like that where real life data is just near impossible to acquire.
Yeah. And then we've got the real issue of bias as well. So the real world data sets, you know, it's a very common problem. You say, okay, certain people of ethnicities aren't detected. Perhaps certain types of vehicle aren't detected.
Sure.
Yeah. Because the data set that I'm using, I just don't have the available data. So we need to create data sets that are there to be able to train for all of these shortcomings. So, you know, AI today is great, but there's still a long way to go, and we're hopefully helping that.
Sure. I mean, we all remember when Microsoft first showed off the Kinect when it was it was Project whatever it was called, and they, all of the people who demoed it at E3 were all white because the Kinect could not identify a black body yet. So,
absolutely.
There's that bias in computer vision.
Yeah.
How are y'all actively working your way around some of that bias with the AI teaching itself and everything else?
So today it's still a fairly manual process. So you're going to have a machine learning expert who's trained his database and then run through the tests and gone, hey, do you know what? When I see a bicycle go in front of a car with a pedestrian wearing a backpack, that doesn't show up very well. So I'm going to go and create some more data to do that particular use case.
Okay.
And so today, that kind of the bias that you're getting there, it's manually dealt with. Now, we are looking at ways of trying to automate that process and recognize bias in data sets, which says, I don't have enough data with people with backpacks on.
Sure.
But today, that's quite a manual process still.
Okay.
Yeah. And Even along those lines, like what you're talking about with all the automated cars, everything else. I mean, we hear it in the news all the time that the car was on automatic, hit somebody walking across the street, hit a bicycle, things like that. And the fact that y'all are actively working on a way for the AI to teach itself to recognize those objects.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been doing some testing, and we have a real-world data set. And then we augment that real-world data set with our synthetic data. And what we've discovered with that is that we got a 8.5% improvement in detection of pedestrians. And, you know, that's pretty significant. If I'm 8.5% more likely to recognize a pedestrian or accurately recognize where that pedestrian is, that's pretty critical.
Especially if you're the pedestrian that
I was going to say, I want to be the pedestrian recognized.
Yeah.
Okay. So where did this idea come from for you? How did you get involved in this?
So, we recognize that basically the elements of a neural network. So you've got the network itself. So, you know, you've started out with things like AlexNet and GoogleNet. We've moved on to mobile and so on. We've got the frameworks like, you know, TensorFlow, Keras, all these things. You know, they've really evolved really rapidly.
Yeah.
And they're very accessible for everyone.
Sure.
Data, though, is just, you know, you've got the likes of Google, of Amazon, of Baidu, Tesla. You know, all these guys do have access to massive data sets. Now,
sure.
We can argue about the legality of them using it or the ethics of them using the data
sure.
they have, but that's a, put that aside for a minute. You know, those guys have access to all that data.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of us, though, you know, out there, we don't have access to that data. We, you know, we don't want to discourage people from being able to come up with new and innovative solutions just because they can't afford to do this data. So if I go out and film something, do you know how much do you think it costs to annotate a full image? Give me your best guess. If I want to annotate, right, this is a bicycle, pixel by pixel, this is a car.
Oh.
What do you think that costs per image?
Oh, I can't imagine it's inexpensive.
It would be into the thousands, I'm sure.
It's
just in man hours alone.
It's around $5 an image. So,
okay.
But you need millions of images.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're looking at, you know, multi-millions of dollars to get a data set. And that's even if you can get the right data set.
That doesn't help,
you know, all the small guys out here being able to get the data that they want to train a network.
I've been working on a project. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but let's say that we're listening for dangerous noises to be able to respond to them. And, you know, so... Getting the data of that dangerous noise has been complicated because, first of all, that thing is not used in the West at all.
Yeah.
It's only used in the Middle East.
Okay.
So that makes acquiring the data of recordings of these things way more difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do we deal with that? We had a small data set and we've gotten fairly accurate.
Yeah.
But not accurate enough for proper defense.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, and again, it's limiting the number of companies who can innovate in this area.
Right.
So, you know, we just saw that this was a real opportunity that we wanted to be, you know, getting everyone out there innovating, and we saw that, you know, the frameworks, the networks, I'm not saying that's a solved problem. There's obviously innovation going on there, but it's pretty public. It's something that anyone can do. The data sets seem to be the real problem. And obviously we were interested in the visual side of things. Audio is pretty critical as well, actually. And I think that's something that we need to start looking at.
Okay.
How do we combine audio cues potentially with those visual cues that we're working on? So that's very interesting.
Sounds like you and I are going to be having a conversation after the show.
Good,
because I have a feeling that you might be able to help us out with our project, which would be fantastic.
That would be very cool.
For sure. So I will definitely be in contact after that. But I can't imagine that I'm the only one who's going to want more information about what you're doing.
Yeah.
For those who do, how can they get it?
So we're in Eureka Park this week, so booth 51109. So, you know, pop down and see us there and we'll have a chat. Or just look on the website, mindtech.global, and you'll find information and contact information there. So,
fantastic.
Love to hear from people, just for a chat as well, about, you know, data in general and data needs and, you know, ideas like the audio side. So,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Fantastic. Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah.
We will definitely be having a conversation real soon.
Okay, great.
All right, and have a good rest of the show.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.